Hello?
Is this Roberto?
Yeah.
Hey, Roberto, it's Ruben. I just spoke to the customer. He's a little more comfortable in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, so I'm going to speak to his rep who does speak Spanish and have them talk to him. But one thing we're confused about, because I just spoke to him and it sounds like there's confusion. From what you told me, you're saying that he told you he doesn't want to give a down payment to us. Is that correct, or did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, because I already have the down payment.
But is that something that he doesn't want to do or something that you don't want to do?
Yes, he don't want to do it.
He does. You're saying so he doesn't want to give
him
down.
Him and me. Because now I'm going to leave the money.
Okay. So let me do this. let me have the rest. Like I said, I'm just an underwriting. I'm here to help, man. But I don't speak Spanish. So let me speak to his rep, and hopefully we'll have a resolution to this tomorrow and kind of figure this out. Just so you know, here's the whole difference. If you keep the money, he's going to still have to write us a check for his first and last payment due at signing. Because it's an equipment finance agreement, it's not a just loan. So the whole thing that we were trying to do was, instead of having the money he's giving us represents his first 30 days. So we were going to finance the whole amount with that payment as the first 30 days, so he doesn't have to write us a check for that plus the first and last. We're just trying to save this guy money.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the rep reach out to them. Maybe you guys can all, but does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. So you're saying that he probably going to have to make you cash a check or wire transfer first and last month?
If we go that route, which I don't think helps this guy out.
I think it sounds more reasonable because, like I said, on my side, like I told you, if I give him all his money and he don't, you know, because all these issues, he probably go another dealer, get another bank, whatever. I don't want that.
I don't get that.
You know what I mean?
I can't guess, I don't think that's accurate. I've spoken to this guy multiple times. He seems like a very reasonable, straightforward guy who doesn't have that. I don't get that feeling. I think the reality is this is just confusion. It probably makes more sense for us to finance this. Oh, look, I understand your concern, but I think ultimately we should all do what's best in the best interest of the client. And what's in the best interest of the client is us financing the full amount so he doesn't have to write us more money. That's what I honestly think is the best here. But I will reach out and try to I will speak to the reps. They can translate for him in Spanish and go over some options. And then you speak to John and the rep. You've already spoken to John at our company as well, so you can speak to them. I'm just trying to help out, okay?
Yeah, see how you can make it work. Because I'm willing to work with you guys.
I think
this is my business. And
this is the way to make it work, in my opinion. The customer is supposed to be signing documents. Their loan documents are based off $72,499. That's what their loan documents are based off. In my opinion, the best thing to get your truck sales is, it's for the customer to send us the documents. He can't obviously wire us the money until he gets the money back from you. He doesn't have another 30 grand sitting around. If he did, he wouldn't be talking to us. But the best thing to do, in my opinion, is for you to give the customer money back, him to immediately wire us, and then us to pay you. That's the most straightforward way to get this deal done. But I will do my best to see if there's something else that I can provide in the meantime, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
See what you can do.
Bye-bye.
All right.